This is Diane Magris from the Maine Humanities Council, and I'd like to welcome you to another in our series of podcasts exploring the power and pleasure of ideas in Maine.
Last month, the Maine Humanities Council sponsored a performance by the Choral Arts Society of Richard Einhorn's Voices of Light. Led by conductor Robert Russell, Choral Arts performed Voices of Light as a live soundtrack to Carl Theodor Dreyer's legendary silent film, The Passion of Joan of Arc. The libretto is composed of ancient Latin and French texts, and the music counterpoints medieval and early modern style with 20th century minimalism. We'll hear a clip from the performance and excerpts from a brief interview with conductor Robert Russell.
Been recommended as a work of great musical and emotional impact, great power, and it had kind of been on my wish list for a number of years. Came to pass that we were able to do it this year. The great attraction of the work for me was the texts that he chose and the way that he chose to set them, the composer that is, Richard Einhorn, and the way in which the text that he chose correlated with the drama that was unfolding on the screen at that particular moment. the biggest challenge to me was making sure that the music was synchronized with what was going on screen. It's not an instant by instant correlation, but the moods that are being reflected on screen are reflected in the music, and you want to, as close as possible, make those things happen simultaneously. And I think it certainly is a piece of modern music that feels ancient. It feels the particular styles, the particular techniques of composition that Mr. Einhorn used in this score feel just right to me for the text that he's chosen and for the cinematic event that he is trying to link to at the same time. So I think that was probably conscious on his part. Choral Arts Society has tried to enhance the experience of the audience through collaborations with organizations like the Portland Ballet Company, our Carmen of Burana, the Mozart Requiem, and the Mass for Peace that's coming up in April are all examples of works that stand musically on their own with deep integrity and are amplified by dance. At our Christmas at the Cathedral concert, we do a bit of dramatic movement in and around the cathedral. Not a lot, because the space is limited in that regard. But I think the point of this is simply to deepen the experience of the members who attend.
This podcast was brought to you by the Maine Humanities Council, with support from the National Endowment for the Humanities and friends like you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.